If we take any home, if we take a house, a building, the most important thing is the door. If we look at a house or a building, the door, it fulfills a very important role. The building or the house, whatever the structure is, everything is focused on the door. And it's due to that door, the thief can come into the house or enter into the house through that door. A good person can enter into the house. A pious person for a good deed or a good purpose, a righteous purpose, it's the same door. It's the same door. And also, if a person who is a liar or a fraudster, he will commit fasad, or he might steal or do some wrong actions. And if it's somebody who's good, pious, who goes into that house, then he'll do good actions in that house. So in the same way, insan, the human being, he has a door or entrance point through which both effects take place. Both effects take place. Through the door, if shaitan and nafs enter, the devil and the desires, then they will enter into that person, they'll enter through the doors, and they will carry out their task, their function. And that's the reason for sin, that through the doors, if shaitan or nafs desires, they enter, if they go in and they start to do wrong, negative actions. Through the same door, if good deeds enter into that person, alhamdulillah, he start to do pious actions, righteous actions. Like the example I gave to you of the building. That the building, if a thief enters through the door, then he will commit theft. He will steal. So what do people do, us people, or people who own their house, or anyone who owns a building, looking after a building? People protect that building, secure it. They'll apply a lock, or they'll strengthen the door, they'll have concern, analyze. If we don't have good security, the door's weak, then we won't have control, and somebody else will take control. So big buildings in banks, for safety, they will implement security procedures. They'll have doormen, security guards. You see that the door, because the main thing is the door through which the danger can enter. Subhanallah. In the same way, we have the door, yeah, and that's why we do this. Because when our doors are open, then very easily the sin takes place. We don't know where the sin is coming from. There's a door, because we're not protecting the door, the entrance point. So if we can control, look, if we have control on our own door, then alhamdulillah, the people will enter according to our desire, like who we consider will be correct. Okay, he's fine, we'll let them go in. And if it's not our control and somebody else takes control, then he'll send people in according to his desire. So the doors that we have in our body, if we don't have control on that, then the control will go to external forces, not good forces. So, for example, the doors on our body, if shaitan takes control, then he will send his men inside, his workers who will carry out their work. So if we can regain control or have control all the time, then that's such a great effect, a great result. Yes, so that means that righteous deeds will emanate. It depends on the two effects. So one companion, bin Humayd radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, what a great hadith this is as well, that you can realize the root of all sins if a person uses his understanding of life. Long after that, he won't implement sins. To cease doing sins is so easy, but the security should be good. If we control our doorways, entrance points, then it's impossible that we'll commit sins. If the door's shut, our man is standing there, how can we commit a sin? So Hazrat bin Humayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he requested the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm just presenting to you the meaning of this hadith, that how can we be saved from sins, from our desires, from shaitan, from evil effects? How can it be that we are saved from sin? We stay away from sin. Great question. Lofty question. So that we can be saved from sins. If we're saved from sins, what's the result? Straight to Jannah, mashallah. Straight to Jannah. Because if there's no sin, then there's Jannah. Paradise is waiting. Totally, openly. Yes? So what will stop a person going to Jannah? Paradise will be the sin. So what was the solution? So what was it? Was there anything that Rasulullah didn't have a solution for? He had the solution for all issues. So he stated, oh my beloved companion, I will explain to you the method to do this. Yes? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained to us the methodology, that which methodology can give us protection, how we can be saved from sins, and how we can attain control on these doors, which are the doors that lead to sin. Yes? So, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri sam'i wa min sharri basrihi wa min sharri lisanihi wa min sharri qalbihi wa min sharri manhi. Five doors, Allah Ta'ala stated, these are the main doors that allow sin to enter. Ears, eyes, tongue, heart, and passions, desires. That's it. So it stated, Rasulullah, Allah's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated this in this dua. These are the five doors through which sins enter into a person, or are committed by a person. If these five doors, if you apply the locks or the security, you don't have that, then shaitan, if he's standing guard, then the ears, sam'i, won't be in your control. What will happen is that via sin, all the sins will come via the ears. If your ears are not in your control, if your eyes are not in your control, eyes, then the eyes will implement those actions according to who's in control of the eyes. If your tongue's not in your control, if your mouth and tongue is not in your control, then it will be handed over to shaitan, because he's controlling, not in mine by control, your control. If the heart is assigned to shaitan, then he will develop bad thoughts, negative thoughts. Min shari manhi, and all shahwat, base desires, passions, yearnings. If shaitan takes control of our passion and yearnings and desires, then we'll be stuck. If we release that control, so in this dua, Rasulullah has given a beautiful remedy. Allahumma inni a'udhu min sharri nafsi. That Allah Ta'ala, my ears, my eyes, my tongue, my heart, and my passion, desires, all of these things, my Mawla, my Lord, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. O Allah, I ask you, I request you, please take this under your protection. You please become the guard for this. Subhanallah, what a dua. Allah Ta'ala, you please become the guard on my tongue, on my eyes, on my ears, on my heart, on my desires. You please guard these things for me. Please protect these for me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Subhanallah. So what is the cure here? What's the solution? That what should we do? We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection to stand guard on these five entrance points. If you're going to Allah, under Allah ta'ala's protection, if you assign these over to Allah, that's it, end of story. No issue, no clash. The question doesn't arise, it's gone into Allah's control. That's why then our eyes, when they look towards evil things, wrong things, immoral things, yeah, then the direction will change for the good. The ears that listen to impure things or sinful things, their direction will change. The tongue, when it speaks impure things, it will change. The heart, its focal point will change. And many, the wrong passions, the wrong desires, negative evil inclinations, shahawat, the base desires that are created, these will cease. And they will all change for the better. Because they will go all under the protection of Allah. So what we realize is to be saved from the sins, there's only one cure that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has prescribed us. What is that? That the servant should seek Allah for protection. Seek refuge in Allah. Refuge with Allah Ta'ala's protection. Allah, I seek refuge with your protection. Protect me please, Allah. Be the guard for these entrance points. Subhanallah. So this we've understood now. First point, that when we should seek refuge via, for these doors, the entrance points and the refuge, the protection. If Allah Ta'ala protects, then all the danger ends and all good deeds will start. So what is refuge? Protection. Subhanallah. Dhikrullah. In the hadith it is stated that when a person starts to pay attention to Allah, focus to Allah with dhikr, with Allah's remembrance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends His special and select mercy to that person. And Allah looks that person with special attention. His eyes, his ears, his sight, his tongue, his heart, his desires, everything Allah ta'ala takes under His protection. He becomes a refugee with Allah. This is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. That's why when a person starts to do the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, then less sins are committed by that person. He starts to evade sins, be protected from sins. Without dhikr, you can try your best to leave sins, but it's difficult because the doors are open. And whichever door, though, if Allah Ta'ala is protecting, if He's guarding via dhikr, if you do dhikr, then you go into under Allah's protection. When you go to Allah's protection, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, everything will be focused on Allah, will be protected by Allah. And Allah Ta'ala then puts His select angels at those points, and shaitan cannot enter. All the doors are sealed with Allah's mercy by His protectors. All five doors Allah Ta'ala seals and locks via the dhikr of Allah, via Allah's remembrance. That's why the pious elders, when we go to them for islah, rectification, we speak to them, please do my rectification, then they prescribe to you dhikr. They explain to do this dhikr and that dhikr. So that via dhikr, you go into the protection of Allah, and alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, your entrance point, shaitan will not be able to come in through those five doors. He won't be able to come in, and he will not be able to make you commit sins. So that is the method, the best method to protect yourself from sin. That you start and initiate dhikr of Allah in your life. If you're committing sins, your habitual bad state, don't worry. Don't worry. If you're regularly doing different sins, then start to do dhikr of Allah. What is dhikr? When you do dhikr, you go into the protection of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala takes you under His protection. Whenever you see that bad thoughts, negative thoughts about dhikr, wrong thoughts, wrong feelings, immediately start to do the dhikr of Allah at that time. As soon as you start doing dhikr, you go into the protection of Allah, the shade of Allah, under Allah's guard. Then the sin will stop. So this is the reason why the friends of Allah prescribe dhikr to the students, and they definitely give this to the students that learn dhikr of Allah, do dhikr of Allah. The reason for that is what? That via to be saved from the sins, so that a person can be saved from the sins. Yes, because the conclusion of sin is Jahannam, and Jahannam is the worst place. And then being a mu'min, a believer, Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great weapon, such a great asset, a tool. If we don't utilize that, then we're in danger. So what we need to do is to adopt dhikr in our lives, bring it into our lives, and do it in abundance as much as we can, so that Allah, we can be saved from the sins. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وامرنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واغفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا واتنا ما ربنا واتنا في الدنيا في الآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا والآخرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا ولا تعمدها اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبنا بسنتي وارفعنا بمحبتي واشرنا في زمرتي يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا یا اللہ ہم جو بھی ذکر کے ذریعے سے دعائیں مانگیں تیرے سامنے اپنی درخواست پیش کی میرے مولا اپنی بارگاہ اقدس میں میرے مولا ہماری دعاؤں کو التجاؤں کو میرے مولا قبول فرمانے یا کریم ہماری التجاؤں کو قبول فرمانے میرے مولا ہماری حاجات کو پورا فرما دے ہماری مصیبتوں کو ڈال دے پریشانی آفات کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے مریض مشرق شفا کامل عطا فرما ہمارے مریض مشفا کامل عطا فرما ہمارا مریضوں کو شفا کاملہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس بیماریوں پر صبر نصیب فرما اور صبر پہ اجر نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل کو سن جتنے بھی ہم نے اس میں دعائیں مانگی کبھی کلمات پڑھے اس کا ثواب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مبارک میں پیش کرتے ہیں مولا آپ کے وسیلے سے تمام انبیاء مرسلین خلفائے راشدین مہات المومنین یا اللہ تعاون دعا تعاون صالحین تک کی خدمت میں پیش کرتے ہیں میرے مولا شہداء کربلا شہداء کربلا شہداء امت کو میرے مولا اس کا ثواب پیش کرتے ہیں یا اللہ تمام سلاسل کے مشاہد قدم جتنے بھی من الاولیاء اللہ اعظم ان کی خدمت پیش کرتے ہیں بالخصوص سلسلہ نقشبندی مجددیہ کے تمام اسلاف کو پیش کرتے ہیں خصوصاً میرے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ رحمۃ اللہ کے ثواب پیش کرتے ہیں یا اللہ ان کے فیض کو جاری فرما یا اللہ بانگ دہن کو فیض کو جاری فرما یا اللہ ان کے خاندان سے فیض کو جاری فرما ان کے ارادوں سے فیض کو جاری فرما ان کے خانقاہوں کو آباد و شاد فرما اس کے ممبر فیض بنا میرے مولا شریعت قرآن شرط کیا قرآن کا سنتوں کا میرے مولا بول بالا فرما اے میرے مولا جہاں جہاں دین کی خدمات ہو رہی ان سب کو قبول فرما یا رحم الرحمین پھر سے ہمیں ذکر کی مجلس نصیب فرما جو جو حضرات میرے مولا ہاتھ اٹھائے اس مجلس میں شامل ہیں پوری دنیا میں جہاں بھی ہیں میرے مولا ان کی ساری حاجات کو فروغ فرما یا اللہ ہدایت کلی نصیب فرما اور ہدایت پہ استقامت نصیب فرما جن مردوں نے عورتوں نے میرے مولا توبہ کی ہے شعبان کے دنوں میں شعبان کی راتوں میں میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کی توبہوں کو قبول فرما اور مستقل فرما استقامت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کے لیے رمضان بہترین رمضان نصیب فرما رمضان کی تمام رحمتیں نصیب فرما فضائل نصیب فرما بخیر خوبیت میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے سب تیرا کرم تیرا فضل ہے میرے مولا، ہمیں رمضان تک پہنچا دے میرے مولا، رمضان کی بہاریں ہمیں نصیب فرما، ترابی نصیب فرما، قرآن کا سننا اور پڑھنا نصیب فرما، اچھی قرآن اور ذکر کی مجالسی نصیب فرما، اے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہمارے تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما۔ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہے نور عرشہ زینت فرش ہے و علیہ وصحب اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔ سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین۔